Hello, everyone. I have been watching the Menendez Brothers Story Monsters season two on Netflix. Season one was the Dahmer story, and I am now on episode six, I think. Yeah, episode six. And I have a lot of things to do per usual, and I don't even know when I'm going to do those things because I want to binge the rest of the Menendez brothers story before I do anything else. Ryan Murphy, I mean, I have to get into his work. I'm a Glee fan. I loved Dahmer, but I need to get into American Horror Story. I need to get into Scream Queens. I actually haven't watched American Horror Story or Scream Queens, and now I'm like, I have to because I enjoy his work. I am so engrossed. I don't want to move. Like when it came to Dahmer, I didn't want to move. I was pissed. I had to spread apart the episodes amongst like 2.5 days. And now this is day two, and I'm gonna finish on day two. I'm gonna finish the Menendez Brothers story on Netflix. It's called Monsters because I don't want to move. I don't want to do anything else. He is superb at what he does. And I actually ran into Ryan Murphy at the same restaurant where I ran into Viola Davis, and I chose to just let him do his thing. I think he recognized that I recognized him. We had our eye contact locked, but I was like, let the man eat and enjoy. And how annoying would I be if I approached Ryan Murphy? Like, how unoriginal would anything I have to say be? But I stan. His work is solid. He's accomplished a lot. He's definitely launched a lot of careers, propelled a lot of careers, put people on the map. He's now educating people about Dahmer and the Menendez brothers because a lot of the people watching these shows, they either weren't born during those times or they had no idea. So many people are learning about really huge, explosive news stories in American history and more modern American history. And I'm thankful for that because these stories deserve to be told. And I don't know if I'm going to recap the Menendez brothers, but I am really engrossed and pretty saddened and disturbed by what I'm watching. But obviously, if you saw the title of this episode is not about the Menendez brothers. It is about Amber Rose. So I have always really liked Amber Rose. I enjoyed her on Twitter. I listened to her podcast. She had a podcast that was about two seasons. And she's obviously stunning. She's obviously gorgeous. The only way they haven't supported Amber Rose is in her, I guess she has an OnlyFans and books, but or book, but I have supported Amber Rose, her podcast, and I've supported her online by following some of her accounts. I like the idea behind the slut walk. I didn't believe it was doing absolutely anything, But I pre as far as like helping people to not slut shame and be more sex positive, but I appreciated the sentiment and I thought it was great that women were able to join together and have that sisterhood and bond and relate to each other and be there for each other and support each other. And I really felt for Amber Rose because she has spoken out about how poorly Kanye West fans have treated her. I know that Kanye was sleeping with Kim, allegedly, according to Amber, while he was with her. And I know that Kim has talked shit about Amber Rose, saying Kanye better take a whole bunch of showers before he dates Kim. So I liked her. She was someone I could root for. She was definitely the underdog when it came to at least the backlash that she received after dating Kanye for no reason. She put up with Kanye West, of all people. Can you imagine dating Kanye West? And Amber Rose said like how he wanted to watch Kim Kardashian's sex tape while they were having sex, if I'm not mistaken. So like, and I think he like was really into porn, has a porn addiction allegedly, and like wanted to have sex all the time or whatever. Like to date Kanye West, who's not even attractive, and to have to fuck him all the time, nightmare. So I just liked her. I was like, okay, she really parlayed her relationship with Kanye into building an empire, making a brand, a name for herself. I really liked her and Wiz Khalifa. I felt so bad that like all of her relationships really just blow up in her face so spectacularly. And so, and I'm not I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. But I was gonna say something. But today, let's fast forward to today. Not the Kanye days. Not the Wiz Khalifa days. Today, Amber Rose is out here campaigning for Donald Trump, and she's allowed to have her opinions and have her beliefs. But what are those opinions and beliefs based on, is my question. Because what has happened time and time again is the black people who have stuck their necks out and put themselves on the line for Trump have basically been banished and exiled from the black community in the support of their black fans. And does Amber Rose know that? Does she know that she cannot gain the favor of a lot of people anymore? Does she understand the repercussions of what she's doing? And does she care? Because Amber Rose is uninformed. I transcribed what Amber Rose said to a TMZ paparazzo yesterday so that I could read it to y'all, so that y'all could hear it. And I'll start off by saying, Amber Rose, when the TMZ paparazzo basically says, asks her about the Haitian rumors of them eating people's pets, their cats and dogs. Amber looked aghast when he was like, oh, people are saying it's racist. By Amber looking surprised, it lets me know that this bitch don't watch the news, don't listen to the news, don't read the news, is completely removed from the news. Because she should already know, and she made it a Democrat issue, as I will read what she said, instead of, which the reporter failed to do, failed, or sorry, paparazzo failed miserably to do, ask Amber Rose about the racism, the backlash, the attacks, the threats, the closures that the Haitian people are enduring in Ohio. Ask the bitch about that. Because she might be shocked to find that out as well. That's what he needed to ask her. Because we need to see, would she double down on that? Would she double down and say, yeah, it's not racist? If she was asked about what the Haitians are dealing with in Ohio, and let's not get it twisted. It's not as though people are saying this about Haitians in Ohio exclusively, especially with what the fuck Amber was saying. No, she's making this an issue for Haitians everywhere. She's basically putting a target on their fucking back. Why? Because supporting Donald Trump is more important to her than supporting a group of people who have come here for a better life, who have not harmed her wealthy self and her mansion, her mansions. I think Amber Rose kills it on OnlyFans, if I'm not mistaken. She's wealthy, but she's attacking the least wealthy when we're talking about migrants. Like, who, what happened to her? Why is Amber Rose proud to be just like Kanye West and upset the black community? Why? What is she gaining from this? What does she expect to gain from this in the long term? Because nobody, it's never worked ever. Ever for the black people, like that one, I forgot her name, lady who sang for Trump, the black singer. Her, she has been ruined since that. I mean, it feels like some of the rappers who support him are fine, but it doesn't seem to work out for the black women who support him. Okay, so this is what Amber said. Amber said, and this is, as I said, in regards to the rumors that have been debunked about Haitians eating people's cats and dogs in Springfield, Ohio. Amber said, why is that racist if it's true? Let's not do that. People have said that their cats and dogs hung up in front of people's homes and they saw it with their own two eyes. Anyone can say that it wasn't true. We saw it all over social media. That's not racist. I am so tired of racism, and only the Democrats are obsessed with race. Trump wants everyone to be better. It is a known fact that within the Haitian community, that's what they do. Some Haitian people eat cats. That is not racist when something is true. They just so happen to be Haitians. If they're actually eating cats, how is that racist? If people are saying, I saw my cat and it was dead hanging from someone's house, if there are Haitian migrants that are eating cats and that's a part of Haitian culture. We've never seen any proof of God, but we love God. We pray to God every day. It doesn't matter. That lady said that her cat's missing and she saw her cat on a Haitian migrant's porch. You can't speak in generalities. You're asking me to speak about every single person. Only liberals are stupid enough to do that. Do you know that's a part of Haitian culture? So then do your research and ask me a question next time I'm in LAX. End quote. Okay. So according to Amber, if you see something on social media, it's true. Okay, let's start there. She also says that Democrats are obsessed with race. This is very cute coming from a very fair-skinned biracial woman who is clearly where she is today because she's light-skinned. Because Kanye wouldn't have dated her if she was dark-skinned. So she is where she is today because she's light-skinned. And yeah, everybody should be quote-unquote obsessed with race when they're living in a country with so much prevalent systemic racism. Yeah. I hope we're all obsessed with race until we don't have the same fucking issues of inequality and injustice. So, moving right along, she says that Trump wants everyone to be better. Okay, great, bitch. Can you explain how? I wish this was like an actual Q&A interview, like legit interview. Can you explain how? So her saying it is a known fact that within the Haitian community, that's what they do. That's a generalization. But yet later she says, you can't speak in generalities. She doubles down, keeps on saying it's true. And if something is true, that it cannot be racist. Okay. Like, where's the logic? Where's the logic? Something can be true and racist at the same time. Something isn't not racist because it's fucking true. Because first and foremost, for you to spew something bigoted or negative about someone else, whether it's true or not, or an entire group of people, that's racist by definition. It don't matter if it's true. It's racist. Unless you're saying like something really positive and uplifting, if you're saying all people of a certain group are such and such something negative, then that's racist. Next, we got her saying that, you know, somebody saw their cat hanging or whatever. And apparently, again, this has been debunked. And I want to know how one cat represents, or how one cat is supposed to represent however million people live in that place. That's what I would love to know. Then next we got her saying, we've never seen any proof of God, but we love God. But I thought you just talked about seeing proof. Didn't you just talk about seeing proof on social media? So now you're saying that you don't have to see something for it to be true after you said that you have to see something for it to be true. So which one is it? So if you're claiming that people eat cats because you saw it on social media, quote unquote, and you're referring to one cat. So wouldn't that also mean that people don't eat cats because we don't have footage of people not eating cats? Which one is it? Does it only matter when you see it on social media? Because then why do you believe in God then, bitch, if you didn't see it on social media? Like, what are you saying? I'm lost. Then she says, you can't speak in generalities and only liberals are stupid enough to do that and that it's a part of the Haitian culture. How is it a part of the Haitian culture? But you can't speak in, you're telling the photographer he can't speak in generalities. Like, this is so incoherent, incohesive, what she's saying. Not incoherent, but it's incohesive. Because she's saying it's true if it's on social media. She's saying nothing that's true is racist, which is so absurd. She's saying it's a, quote, known fact within the Haitian community that they do this. She's also saying that you don't have to see something to believe it because she doesn't see God and she prays to him daily. And you can't speak in generalities, but this is a part of the Haitian culture. So, okay. I feel bad for all the Haitians that are going through this. This is very problematic and dangerous. And it's important to remember that when justice somewhere is a threat to injustice, somewhere is a threat to justice everywhere, as Martin Luther King said. So don't believe that just because they're putting this debunked rumor on Haitians, that they're not going to come for you if they feel like it. And I do understand that bigots are always looking for reasons to be bigots. So for Trump to say this at the debate and it to go viral, they are gassed up. They have a new reason. They have a new reason to be bigots. Okay. Immigrants and migrants, like, can we focus on our homegrown issues here? Can we focus on that? Because we have a lot of those. Our biggest issues do not come from immigrants and migrants. They come from our own corn-fed, homegrown citizens. All right, y'all. I think I'm gonna try to speed this up, the audio, because I know I feel my bones that I'm speaking kind of slowly. I'm kind of a little tired. All right, y'all, talk to you later. Have a great weekend. I might be updating on the weekend, but have a good Friday. Have a